Now I want to turn to a look at Paul's life. There's a passage that summarizes his life, I think. I mean, you can learn a lot from Paul just in these passages. In this passage, it's 2 Timothy 4. Does anyone want to volunteer? I can easily read. I like people to participate because they want to. I don't want people to feel obligated to read. 2 Timothy chapter 4, and I just want to read 3 through 8.
Okay. For a time is coming when people will no longer listen to sound and wholesome teaching. They will follow their own desires and will look for teachers who will tell them whatever their itching ears want to hear. They will reject the truth and chase after myths. But you should keep a clear mind in every situation. Don't be afraid of suffering for the Lord. Work at telling others the good news and fully carry out the ministry God has given you. As for me, my life has already been poured out as an offering to God. The time of my death is near. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race, and I have remained faithful. And now the prize awaits me, the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on the day of his return. And the prize is not just for me, but for all who eagerly look forward to his appearing.
Amen. Amen. Isn't this a great passage? For me, this is you know, almost like Paul's swan song. He said, I'm going to go soon, guys. But he gives us such precious advice. It's kind of like an interview after someone did something amazing, accomplishment. And you say, what one thing or what few words would you have for your audience to learn from your life? And I think that's what Paul does for us here. You should keep a clear mind in every situation. Don't be afraid of suffering for the Lord. I've often thought, Lord, if I do this, I might suffer. You know what I mean? I mean, our flesh creeps in all the time, making us second guess ourselves. And you know, you could easily be double-minded if you're not focused correctly, if you don't have a clear mind. Work at telling others the good news and fully carry out the ministry. And this, of course, is a letter directed to Timothy. But to me, when I read this, He wrote this letter for me too. I feel a lot like Timothy, to me, I take this personally. And then for verse 6, he says, as for me, my life has already been poured out as an offering to God. Remember in Romans 12:1, he says, give your bodies to God because of all he's done. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice. He says his life has already been poured out as an offering to God. I love that. And we know what he did. What he did was told people all about Jesus, warning them of the judgment, and making friends, eternal friends, brothers and sisters. Because at the back of every one of Paul's books, he's making mention of all these friends he's accumulated. And he values these friends, and he's warning them, and he's mentioning them. And all of Paul's friends, we're going to meet someday. Dionysius, Philemon, you know, all these guys that he mentioned. We're going to meet. He established these eternal relationships, and he was all about that. And he mentions them in the back of his book. He loves people. He loved on people. And because of that, he suffered dearly. Christ said, you're going to suffer for me. That's exactly what he did. And he's telling us, don't be afraid of suffering for the Lord. Key reminder there. He fought the good fight, and I just love it. We have our own fight. It's like having our own cross to bear. We have our own burdens, and we have our own calling to do whatever God is leading us to do. Any comments about this section or anything?
Total turnaround for Paul since he was before the time and he was blinded in his life. He was living in the world.
You can't get more different, can you? I mean, he was all out against Christianity. He was working for the devil.
Yeah.
Until that walk on the road to Damascus, everything changed. And he totally should. I mean, that's why it makes him a great testimony. And that's why, to me, he's an extreme example that anyone that struggles with their past for what they've done, we can boldly and confidently tell them, it doesn't matter what you've done. There is no sin too great. I mean, look at Paul here. We can all direct people to the example of Paul and say, look, if Paul can be forgiven, so can you.